Insight Selling: Surprising Research on What Sales Winners Do Differently, by Mike Schultz and John Doerr. The New World of Selling. It's old news that buyers have a lot more information about everything in decades past. Also fairly well established is that today's buyers are harder to reach, buying cycles are longer, and more decision makers are involved in every sale. Yes, buying has changed a lot. Yet from the 1970s until recently, not much change in the world of sales methodologies. The prevailing thinking in recent decades has been that sellers could study and learn traditional solution or consultative selling approaches, apply them well, and produce excellent results consistently, but not anymore. Given the changes in buying, the commoditization of many products and services, and the radical intensification of competition in many industries, it's no surprise that solution sales concepts aren't working as they once did. Yet as many sellers report losses, buying is still happening. What are the winners of actual sales opportunities doing differently than the sellers who come in second place? 1. Winners sell radically differently than the second place finishers. 2. There's a specific combination of behaviors that sales winners exhibit and outcomes they achieve that the second place finishers don't. 3. Several key factors that set apart the winners are rarely discussed in the world of selling. These now demand attention. And 4. Solution sales concepts need reimagination and relabeling. Insight Selling. Insight selling is the process of creating and winning sales opportunities and driving change with ideas that matter. From the buyer's perspective, sellers and buyers think tremendously differently about what's important. What the buyers perceive about what sellers do and what the sellers perceive about what they themselves do is markedly different. In a study, buyers were asked to consider recent major purchases and rate the winner, the seller who won their business, and the second place finisher, the other seller they most seriously considered in the buying process, but who ultimately came in second place. The findings of the study can be categorized into 3 levels of selling behaviors and outcomes that set the sales winners apart from the second place finishers. Level 1. Connect. Winners connect the dots between customer needs and their company's products and services as solutions more often than the second-place finishers. Winners also connect with the people. They're perceived to listen and connect personally with buyers more often. Level 2. Convince. Winners convince buyers that they can achieve maximum return, that the risks are acceptable, and that the seller is doing the best choice among all the options. Level 3. Collaborate. Winners collaborate through behavior. They are perceived to be responsive, proactive, and easy to buy from. Buyers believe that the winners actually collaborate with them during their buying process. In other words, collaboration in the sense of working with the buyer to achieve a mutual goal. Value proposition essentials. The collection of reasons why people buy typically falls into 3 major buckets that form the value proposition. 1. Buyers have to want and need what you're selling. 2. Buyers have to see why a seller stands out from the other available options. 3. Buyers have to believe that a seller can deliver on their promises. Take any one of the above components away and it becomes much more difficult to sell. Remove resonance and people just won't buy what you're selling or won't buy it from you because what you bring to the table isn't important enough. Remove differentiation and they'll pressure your price or attempt to get what you sell somewhere else. Remove your ability to substantiate your claims and, although buyers may want what you sell, you resonate, and may perceive you to be the only ones who do what you do, you differentiate, they won't risk working with you. What sellers need to know. For buyers to see sellers as a sort of insight, they must see them as knowledgeable. Because insight sellers must get buyers to take their advice, knowledge across the following important topics is essential. 1. Clients and sellers' industry. Knowledge of landscape, players, and trends in clients' industry and sellers' industry. Without such knowledge, buyers doubt seller competence and validity of seller advice. 2. Dynamics of customer businesses. Knowledge of how particular buyer organizations work, including understanding the organization itself, divisions, geographies, and hierarchies, products and services offered, strategy and agenda, challenges, and how businesses make money. Without such knowledge, it's difficult for sellers to uncover needs and generate ideas. 3. Difference sellers' company makes. General, company value proposition overall, ability to describe what the company does, how it helps, and how it differentiates from the competition. Specific, value proposition for specific industries and for specific sales opportunities, i.e., Why buy this particular offering from us because of buyer's unique situation? 4. Needs seller's company solves. Knowledge of the common needs a company solves and specific needs that various offering areas solve. 5. Products and services. Knowledge of the offerings of the seller's organization, what they are, what they do, who they help, and how they work. 6. Competition. Knowledge of the alternatives available to a buyer, including other companies and insourcing of the work. 7. Buying and selling. Knowledge not only of selling, but also of the specific buyer's buying process, buyer personas, and reasons for buying. 8. Post-sales delivery. Knowledge of what happens after a buyer buys. Without such knowledge, sellers increase buyer perception of risk by not being able to share how to make implementation most successful. Inside selling skills. Inside sellers connect, convince, and collaborate. Depending on the situation and the job, they'll need a variety of skills to do these well. As you are defining sales roles for your organization, you can use this list to help you determine whether a skill is important for success and whether you want to hire people with this skill or develop through training and coaching. 1. Leading sales conversations. This is a broad topic that, for obvious reasons, is essential for sales success. It includes skills such as building rapport, uncovering aspirations and afflictions, uncovering and calculating impact, and questioning and listening. 2. Influence. You can view influence as a skill in and of itself, or as a theme that flows through many of the other skills, e.g., conversation, ideation, presentation, negotiation, and commitment. 3. Group ideation and facilitation. It is important for both internal opportunity and account planning and external working directly to collaborate with buyers. 4. Persuasive presentation. Sellers must be able to craft and deliver presentations that drive action and change. 5. Objection and resistance handling. Because inside sellers drive new ideas and reframe buyer thinking, overcoming resistance and inertia are part of the process. 6. Prospecting. Sellers who want to drive new opportunities must be able to generate meetings with new or existing relationships. 7. Negotiation. A part of inside selling is working collaboratively with buyers toward creating mutually beneficial agreements for action. 8. Gaining commitment. Inside sellers need to be able to gain commitment for action. This is both during the sale and ultimately at the end when they both win. 6. Buyer personas. Here are 6 buyer personas to help salespeople recognize different buying styles and preferences and learn the skills to facilitate sales success with each. 1. The decisive. Likes winning, is directive, proactive, and results-driven. If you're selling to the decisive, you should be decisive as well and demonstrate willingness to take some risks on your end that can help them succeed. 2. The consensus seeker. Likes to solve problems with other people, is deliberate, tactful, and adaptable. If you're selling to this persona, keep in mind how important getting everyone on the same page will be to them. 3. The relationship builder. This persona is interactive, enthusiastic, a creative problem solver, a team player, and, of course, a relationship builder. If you're selling to this persona, keep technical details to minimum. Make sure you hear their ideas and share their enthusiasm with your own. 4. The skeptical. This persona is introspective and a reserved critical thinker. They won't embellish, and doesn't want you to do so either. If you're selling to the skeptical, don't be surprised if they're not comfortable on the phone and prefers email to communicate. Don't be unnerved by lack of gestures or feedback. They tend not to be demonstrative. 5. The analytical. This persona is cautious and follows rules and procedures. If you're selling to the analytical, provide the backup and data that will help them make a decision. Take special care not to criticize because they might take that more personally than others. 6. The innovator. When it comes to rules, procedures, and how things were done before, the innovator couldn't care less. Brainstorm with them. Stoke ideas for new ways of doing things. Don't shut down creative talk too early, even if a conversation seems to be veering off target. Step out of your comfort zone. Products and services may be interchangeable, but people never will be. If winning sales consistently and creating a sustainable competitive advantage based on value is what you're up to, inside selling is probably right up your alley. Only you can train, study, practice, push yourself out of your comfort zone, and do everything else you need to do to lay all the brick. Keep at it. And one day you will look up, and there will be the castle you built on a foundation built to last.